Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of the Articulate Flyer, back with another Central PA Fishing Report with George Costa of TCO Fly Shop and State College. George, how are you?
I'm amazing as always, Marvin. How are you?
You're just happy because you're on the road, right?
I am doing a little traveling today. I'm up here in Muncie, PA. We are getting our new TCO location up and running for opening on April 26th. So we're out here getting the store set up and excited for that to happen in about a week.
Very, very cool. And to kind of bring things back to State College, you know, from all the questions I've gotten, it sounds like you still have a pretty significant amount of water, right?
Yeah, it is dropping slowly. So levels are dropping slowly on all of our streams. Spring is fishable. It's up and green. It's really pushy on the lower end. So below Bellefonte, downstream of Bellefonte, definitely a lot of water, kind of hard to get around, but fishable. Penns is fishable, but it is high and pushing. You're kind of limited as far as where you can go. You got to kind of stick on the edges there. Little J is pretty much still kind of out of the question. It's pretty high, bumped up a little bit more last night with last night's read. Fishing Creek is up and dirty. So everything is high and pushing and kind of tough to get around, but we are seeing some good hatches if you want to go work the edges. Granums are still good on spring. They're picking up on pens. There should be starting on the J. Not a lot of guys have been fishing the J since we've had the high water. But there should be Granums. There's Hendrickson's going. Olives have been really strong everywhere still. So we're getting into real prime hatch season, but the water just needs to cooperate. We need a couple days of clear weather to let these trees soak everything up and get the levels down to good fishing.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, the good news is looking at your weather, you've probably got a relatively clear forecast for the next week to 10 days or so, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to get a little bit of rain tomorrow morning, or, you know, I don't think it's going to be much at all. They're calling for less than a quarter of an inch, but it looks fairly clear until mid next week. They're calling for more showers. Just, you don't know what's going to happen until, you know, 2 hours before when the rain's moving in. So hopefully we get a little break in this rain and can really get our season underway. I mean, it's fishable. It's just, you know, limiting as far as how far you can get around in the stream. So just be careful wading out there.
Yeah, and I would imagine if you've had that much water, it kind of messed up opening day for the hatchery folks, right?
Oh, yeah, they had a hard time. We were really blown out on opening day. I know a couple people were kind of bemoaning it, but I mean, not much we can do. We can't control the weather. At least I can't yet.
You should work on that, George. I have faith in you.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to.
Just add that to your repertoire. That would make you like God of the Year, you know?
I like it.
You know, just a little hand movement, clouds come over, hatch goes off, client's happy. That would be awesome.
Let me get my staff.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I know that, you probably have some lingering sales in State College, but I also know you're kind of gearing up with your kind of how-to classes for fishing season. You want to let folks know about those?
Sure. We got some beginner's classes still available for May. In State College, we've got our Nymphy classes. All of our other stores have tons of classes available this coming season. So check out the website for all of those. Again, we're really excited for the new Muncie store here in the Williamsport area to get opened up on the 26th. So make sure you guys come down for the 26th and check out the new store at the Euro Optics building in Muncie. We're stoked for that. And you know, anything online or on the sales page, we still got plenty of things going on. And thanks for listening to Marvin and I talk every couple of weeks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think I texted you this morning. You'd asked me, I think the last time we recorded, like, how long have we been doing this? We've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah.
And this episode is the 800th episode.
Congratulations. That's awesome, Marv. 800 episodes of You'll Fly. I know I've been on at least three of them.
Yeah, you've been on at least three of them. But, you know, long stuff and short stuff, and I really appreciate everybody listening. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, remember, folks, we love questions at the Articulate Fly. And, Jameson, I think we hooked you up on your question about pens for this weekend. But, you know, email them to us, DM us on social media, whatever's easiest for you. And if we use your question, I will send you some Articulate Fly swag, and we'll enter a drawing for something cool from the shop at the end of the season. And, George, I think the only thing we haven't covered today are State College hours and all that kind of good stuff.
Yep, and same as they ever are. 9 to 6 Tuesday, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sundays. All our other stores are open similar hours, so check us out in the shop or online.
Yeah, I like that little talking head lead in you had there at the beginning. Well, listen, folks, if you get out there, be careful wading and catch a few. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, George.
Take it easy, Mark.